Now, on 6BR Breakfast, it's time to chat with Luke Ryan from the Fremantle Dockers.
Here he is, the All-Australian, Lukey Ryan. Good morning.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's Monday week this week.
Yeah, it's his birthday the other day. Now he's signed on for another year. So, it's a massive week for him and couldn't be happier.
The news that he is playing on for another year yesterday, I reckon Fremantle supporters right around the country would have been delighted at that. But how was that news greeted inside the four walls at Cockburn?
Well, I found out yesterday from Instagram as well. So he kept it very quiet. Once we found out, well, we'll hope he was going to sign on for another 2 or 3 years anyway. He's probably leading up this in Ferris. So to hear that he signed on for another year is, we're stoked about it.
Is there anything he can't do? I mean, he just seems like Mr. Perfect, Luke. He's got the beautiful family. He's unassuming. He's humble. He's a terrific player. I mean, it's almost sickening, isn't it?
Yeah, he really is good at it. Oh, soccer, he's a bit 50-50. Maybe shooting the hoops as well. But other than that, he's pretty much perfect at everything.
Is there anything about this man we don't know? I mean, he's been playing for so long at such an elite level and he's become so familiar to us. But is there sort of anything we don't know about David Mundy?
Not really. Everything's out there that everyone knows about him. He's just so professional in what he does. He's just so smart, just works so well. To play, 350 games in AFL footies, whatever you have to do, you have to do it pretty good. I don't know what he's drinking, it must be working, but he's just an elite professional at what he does.
Interesting game this weekend against Sydney, obviously on neutral turf. How do you see it?
We've bet in the last 2 or 3 times, so it's going to be, hopefully it's a good game. They're in really good form. They're probably the most informed team in the competition, so, and we have to bounce back after a really poor performance last week at home, so. We look forward to it. We match up pretty well. So, it's going to be a good game of footy, I hope.
There's a few injury issues, particularly around your big fellas, Darcy, Lobb, Tabana. Are you expecting all to play, some to play? Can we go through each of them?
So Sean, hopefully he'll train today. He feels really good, so that's a positive. And Lobby, I'm not too sure. We'll give him up to the last minute. So he's a little bit more touch and go, but I think Sean will get up for sure.
And Tabs?
Tabs, I think he'll be training and putting his hand up for sure. Hopefully he'll play.
It's a funny time slot. It's a 10:30 a.m. game Perth time. Does that make any difference at all in terms of the time of day that you play?
I literally just found out then. it's early. It's good though because then we get home earlier. But I don't know, really. It's sort of good. You wake up, you don't have to do weird stuff. You don't have to bite your nails, wait around. You just get up, get dressed and go play footy.
It's obviously at the forefront of your mind. If I'm breaking the news to you, Lukey.
Yeah, no, I didn't realise I was playing that early, but I don't mind it.
Roll out of bed, put your tracksuit on and go to the game.
Pretty much. Get strapped and go to have a meeting and we're on.
That's it. No need to hang around, as you say. Watch Netflix, try and figure out what to do. Don't expend too much energy for a night game.
Yeah, exactly. I just lay in bed all day, play PlayStation. Gets a bit boring, can't really do much. So
there you go. Who gets Buddy?
I think Alex Fierce will get him. I don't know. We'll find out more today. But yeah, I reckon Alex will get him. If not, Griff will take him as well. So we've got a few options there.
It's a game that is important, isn't it? I mean, we've talked about chances of finals. This is one you really need to win. And obviously last week against a good side in Geelong, it was a yardstick game, a measurement game. It didn't quite work out as we hoped. What's the sort of the plan to really give this game a crack and really throw your all at it?
We're not too worried about finals. We're just more worried about playing consistent good footy. So last week was a really, really disappointing game for us. So we just want to play good footy against good teams. So this is another great challenge for us to play our footy. And we don't want to play like we did last week. And to get a prime time game and play against a good team like that and play the way we did was it's pretty disappointing. So we'll look to bounce back and play some good footy against some good finals teams.
There's obviously a really concerning COVID situation right around the country at the moment. Have you been instructed by the club to sort of limit your movements, limit the amount that you sort of go out and move around in the community?
So I think we'll find out more again today because I think we leave tomorrow. So we'll find out more a bit today and tomorrow to see if we can actually go to cafes and stuff over there, because we're all pretty good here. It's just more on other states and it's a bit unfair on other teams. So, yeah, I'm guessing when we get over there, we'll be very restricted of what we can and can't do.
Well, set the alarm bright and early, Luke. I don't want you to sleep in, but go well. Enjoy the game. We'll all be watching, and the Docker supporters will be hoping you can put on a good show against the Swans for David Money's 350th game.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks, there, Gareth.
Good on you, mate. Luke Ryan. I love it. He's laconic, isn't he? He doesn't let too much faze him. David Mundy never let too much faze him either, has he, over the course of 349 AFL games. The $1,000 minute is up after this. I'd love it if you would contest 133-882 if you think you're a crack. We'll take caller number 13 for Luke Ryan this morning. Thanks to the Perth Window and Door Replacement Company, Stewie and his entire team can help you out with doors and windows, keeping you warm and also looking stylish. Give them a call, 9200-2282. If you'd like to play, call now. 133-882, $1,000 minute up after this.